a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
All right, let's talk about it. The awkwardness that's in the room right now. We've been working together on this show for just coming up 3 years, I reckon, full time.
Yeah.
All right, what have you got to say? Because you two...
Happy birthday for last week.
Congratulations on 3 year anniversary.
I would have thought. Listen, I consider you two as friends. You don't like want to socialise with me ever.
Happy wedding anniversary?
No.
No, that's end of the year. What?
Happy start of the footy season?
No, no, it's an awkward thing. It's not a congratulations, happy thing. I don't mind
happy
you...
Happy syphilis day?
I don't mind you pulling me up on this. Right. It's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Happy hair washing day.
Is he not wearing pants? Is it finally the jocks got all
No, haven't done that again. No, wearing shorts. It's related to that. Do you two who I consider friends, close
Autumn?
Colleagues, and how observant you are?
Botox.
No, not yet.
Oh, have you got a new pacemaker?
No, I'm working on that one.
Shorts? New shorts? What is it?
What?
Oh, my God.
Watch.
It's Wombie's birthday.
Happy birthday, Wombie. I walked in wearing literally, excluding the jocks, the exact same clothes as yesterday.
Putrid man.
Let me explain. I thought you two would have, you'd already been exchanging eyes and, does
usually
he realise he's wearing
be.
The exact same?
Well, we don't really care.
The new thing in 2025 is, we don't care.
You're not friends. Okay, good. We've finally established.
You're a daddy stop out,
aren't you? I was all set to explain. I felt so awkward. I've walked in and gone, I wore this yesterday.
Mm.
There's a reason, though.
Sure.
Because I wore this yesterday to work. And then when I got home... I immediately changed into another T-shirt because I was walking somewhere.
Something a bit more and professional.
No, I knew I was going to probably get a little sweat up.
Stringlet.
So I wore a different T-shirt and left this one laid out sort of next to the bed. Well, then this morning I just got up and grabbed this one thinking it was a clean T-shirt.
Look, someone's laid a T-shirt out.
Oh, how good is this?
Dodsy's done her job for once.
And then I wore this to work the exact same.
Okay,
literally
well,
the exact
that explains
same.
The T-shirt, but what about the shorts?
Oh, those shorts, they've been the same for the last 2 weeks. You don't change shorts.
He crinkles when he walks.
Why would you change shorts?
Oh, our sweat? I don't know. What's
no,
the
that's
reason?
What jocks are there for.
Oh.
Do you know what's great? Being a man, you can get away with that stuff.
This
if Loggy, if you did the same...
I know.
Mate. Oh, goodness.
See how much effort I put into my appearance every day. It'd be nice if the two of you could do something.
Well, I don't need to. You two don't care.
I look like a shoe, like an old shoe.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Hey, this one, just quickly, has gone viral. But
where did you see it?
Yeah.
But
how do you know?
Here we go. You two are going to be amazed.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to admit this is where social media has done some serious good.
Okay.
Oh, he's on board.
Because I'm usually fairly the opposite take on social media. But this one I love. Now, it's a little political, so please just bear with me.
Just woo backlog, is that
what
you mean?
Yeah, it's in America.
Okay.
It's honestly social media. Congratulations. Well done. Well done. So this has been posted online. So a lady has gone into a Mexican restaurant in Ohio, the state of Ohio in America, had dinner, and it's a Mexican restaurant, has been served by somebody that in her eyes is just, she's, anyway. We'll
they're get, beneath her.
Yes, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Has on the bill... you know, when you got a sign for a credit card or whatever that, and obviously in America, tipping is almost mandatory.
Well, it's mandatory,
isn't it?
Yeah.
On the now disgusting.
Mm.
On the tip line, instead of leaving a tip, she wrote zero. You suck.
Oh.
And then no, it gets worse.
Oh no.
On the signature line, wrote I hope Trump deports you.
Oh, God.
That's just disgusting.
Disgusting, absolutely.
Well, we know what's happened. For those that don't know, he's come in and said, ICE is kicking people out.
Yes.
And he's also said, hey, you know how we have, we want certain people that may not be able to get easy jobs due to their nationality or whatever it might be. We're scrapping all of that as well.
100%.
So there's that rhetoric going around.
Exactly right. So that's why this lady has written this on the signature line. Exactly right, Loggy. This is where social media takes over, and I applaud it on this occasion. I'll give it a big round of applause. The owner of the business was horrified because the waitress has shown it to the owner. Yeah. The owner has reacted. I love the way the owner's reacted. He's like, no, I'm going to look after my people.
Good.
Has put a photo of it on social media with, because it was paid for by a credit card, with the person's name on it. It's like, call it out.
Yeah.
Great work. So it's got the name on there. It has gone bananas everywhere. And they've tracked this person down. And it turns out she's a real estate agent who works at a huge real estate firm.
I don't want to say
firm.
Course, but...
Oh, I'm not surprised.
No, joking.
I'm not staggered.
That was an easy slay.
That was.
Be careful. And so everybody's just inundated her with, this is garbage, this stinks, this is horrific sort of stuff.
Yeah.
She's initially fired back with credit card was lost or stolen and someone attempted to use it.
Yes. I've been hacked.
She insisted it was the result of scammers and profile hackers and thanked her followers for their patience as she managed the situation. Again, come back to restaurant owner. I love the owner. He goes, No, you're not getting away with this.
Yeah.
Here's CCTV footage. This is you.
Yeah.
And absolutely confirmed. It was her. She'd been working for a huge, huge real estate company in America. I won't say the name. For 27 years. So her photo and everything was everywhere over all the sales and everything like that. Called her out. That is you. As soon as the real estate company became aware of it, bang, fired after 27 years, said, do not stand for this. This sort of our company never accepts this sort of thing.
Good.
Love it. Keep going a little bit further for the social media win. Again, only this one occasion, Log. You're only going to get this win off me once. All the people who had been calling it out and the people who'd helped it go viral have said, let's get this person. By the way, who is a US citizen and is currently working two jobs.
The waitress.
So did not deserve to be
Racially profiled.
Regardless, didn't.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. All these people said, let's get this waiter the tips that they deserve. $14,000 raised.
Amazing.
Just bang, there you go.
I love that.
That's the tip you deserve. Well done, social media, on this one and only occasion. Great job.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, we did a great show from a spa on Tuesday morning.
Yes, About Time Bathhouse in Torquay. Very nice. You and I sat in the spa for about 2 hours.
Yeah, well, it was a magnesium plunge pool and my joints have never felt so. I feel like sort of I'm a teenager again, you know?
Really?
Yeah, in lots of ways.
Yeah.
But I brought something to the table during that show, and I don't think it got the love it deserved from either of you.
Or your friends.
Yeah, or from the friends at the kids' birthday party.
So we're going for another dip in the well?
Well, yeah.
Is that the phrase?
No one goes for a dip in the well.
Yeah, no, that's how you get.
Some go for the eternal dip in the well.
That's how you get lost down. Well,
and that's where you're going, Tom, with this joke.
So I have camo shorts and I wore them to two children's birthday parties on Sunday, knowing full well that it was a setup for a gag all day that nobody took me up on.
Okay.
I was just lobbing all day this one set up into the air and nobody knocked it out of the park.
And the joke was, again, please tell it.
I had the camo shorts on and I just wanted preferably another dad to walk over and go, oh, mate, inappropriate not to wear pants at a kid's birthday party because they're shorts and they're camo. You know, the camo joke that it's, you know, there's so many memes about and I love them. I think they're so funny. Like...
Yes.
This shop sells camo t-shirts and it's just a coat hanger on it.
Yeah, I know.
Look, this is, Tommy, I love that you love these. This brings joy to your life.
And that's sweet.
Not one bit funny.
I quite often will wear Nike SBs, right? So they've got the Nike tick on it. And I had a pair that had the camo tick. And I said to Carly, I was like, but babe, how will people know what brand of shoe I'm wearing?
Yeah. See, like the cat. Okay, the first time you see a camo joke, you're like, oh yeah, good. Oh, yeah. And then, like, I sent him a meme because I know you like them of a car, which was camo, but it was just four wheels on the lawn.
Yes.
And he laughed about it for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm giving that a polite chuckle, going, oh, good one, Log.
Yeah, but I don't find like. And I find a lot of things funny, but I can't get there with the camo jokes.
It's just prop comedy, and it's so easy because it's right, like, everybody's got a bit. Well, if you don't, you should have.
It's just like you're yelling taxi when something breaks in a pub.
Oh,
like,
no,
it's like,
mate.
It's so
not
cringe.
No, it's not.
Camo jokes are cringe.
Actually,
they're just
great
not
call.
Funny.
Great shout out, Log.
It's
that's
not funny.
The level you're working on, Tommy. Especially, by the way, at a kid's birthday party. Not mate. A great gag.
So you've got to do something to entertain yourself at your birthday party.
No, that's
absolutely
true.
You do.
No humour in camo jokes.
Yeah. Does anyone feel that way? Or do you find them hilarious?
What? You want to go to the phone?
Yeah, why not?
Can I encourage people to call in 52232955 and just explain to Tommy how uncool he is?
No.
Maybe how big a tool he is?
Back me up. No, back me up if you love. I don't know why we're going to the phones with this, but back me up if you love a camo gag. Cause I think
and why don't you explain a camo meme to us and watch him just absolutely lose it. 52232955.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Now, I know we always say, oh, you should do stand-up, but I think that's just something you say to your friends. You're kind of tried it on the weekend.
I didn't try. I didn't say anything. And do you know what? I wanted to. Towards the end of the day, when I still hadn't had any bites on this joke that I had perfectly set up with props and my whole outfit, and no one had said anything, I almost wanted to like encourage it, like sort of really lure them in.
No. Sounds so.
Yeah. When we're talking about the joke punchline involving no shorts at a kid's birthday party, can you not use the word lure?
Yeah. That's fair. It's because you were wearing camo shorts.
Yeah.
And you thought, and look, I get it. I laugh at your jokes all the time. Yeah. I give out laughs sometimes. Sometimes they're real. And sometimes they're fake.
Most often.
And as a man, you can't tell the difference, which is standard.
You don't ever fake it. They're always real laughs, mate.
Yeah,
I would know.
Yeah, you would know.
I would be able to tell.
Sure you would. They all say that. Anyway, and the thing is that Lingy and I are just like camo jokes. Like, we get it. But it's kind of like
it's kind of like
yelling out taxi when someone drops a glass at a pub. Like it's
no,
like
no, it's not.
It's
no,
a bit
sorry.
Cringe.
Camo is like elite comedy. So like
camo's
up here, and then there's sort of Seinfeld, and then there's
Stop speaking.
Yeah.
Stop speaking.
So we did put it out there to say if anyone finds camo jokes funny, and no one has backed you.
How many called, Tommy?
No one, but Chris did walk by because he's here at work now and he said that they're okay.
No. He said, Loggy goes, oh, Chris, do you want to weigh in on this? And Chris just shook his head, almost just defeated, and said, just let him have his moment.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now that's funny.
Let me have my moment.
Yeah.
6 to 9 weekdays, all the time. I've jumped online. I said I'd bring you some good camouflage gags, and I've Googled it. So here we go.
Why are we doing this?
Cal Exotics cult camo ball gag BDSM. What is?
What?
What he's doing?
It's a bone gags. Primal bone moans gag. Elevate pleasure.
Oh my
Tom,
God, don't say pleasure.
Tom, you are searching this on the work Wi-Fi, all right?
Yeah, I've searched camo gags. I've not searched jokes, sorry.
Tom Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.